We just started looking at Acts chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. Paul is, of course, at the temple in Jerusalem. He is in the middle of a riot, and now he has received permission to try to defend himself before the Jewish mob. And notice how he begins his speech in verse 1. Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. Paul finally has the attention of the crowd. The man they had falsely assumed had taken a Greek Gentile into the temple's court has calmed down. In fact, they went silent. And I have to tell you, that's something in itself. So I think Luke wants us to see something here. Even beaten and bruised and probably bleeding, Paul commands the silence of a mob that moments before tried to kill him. What kind of boldness and courage does that man have? The answer is Holy Spirit boldness. It reminds me of what Jesus told his disciples when he prepared them to go out for their first round of preaching. He said, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. In those times, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Notice that last sentence once more. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. That is precisely what is happening on the steps of the fortress Antonia. The Holy Spirit is about to give Paul the words that he needs at that critical moment. Well, let me extend that a little. The Holy Spirit is prepared to give Paul the words he needs, but Paul needs to take advantage of the opportunity. One of my favorite preachers loves to say, the opportunity of a lifetime only lasts as long as the lifetime of the opportunity. John MacArthur has an interesting story on one of his sermons. As it turns out, the ancient Greeks had a statue named Opportunity. It was in the form of a man that had long flowing hair. However, the back of the statue's head was bare, no hair at all. The message, as MacArthur put it, was this: that's opportunity. You can grab it in the front, gone by, there's nothing. And then he adds, Paul was never grabbing at the back of the bald head as an opportunity. He got it while it could be gotten. Paul was busy confronting. He was creating opportunities. Now that Paul has the opportunity, he says, brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. Isn't it interesting that he starts off with brothers and fathers? I mean, consider this. In the moments before his defense, the Jews considered him to be a troublemaker, not a brother. Think about this. And worse than that, Claudius Lysias assumed that Paul was the Egyptian terrorist who had killed so many Jews previously. So he starts off with a note of conciliation, a note of relationship. Brothers and fathers, now listen to my defense. And next time we'll see what he has to say on Verse by Verse.